Time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined by City Manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, who's on the road today, working hard already early this morning, right, Jason?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course. Yep.
What he doesn't tell you, he's at a donut store right now. But
Yeah, I wish it was that awesome.
Grabbing a big coffee and everything else. Well, hey, congratulations to the baseball team, the Marauders, last night. Big win at State. Congrats to you guys.
Yeah, that was it's been a great surprise so far. They're working hard. You know, just kind of came together at the end of the season here, and obviously we've had some tight games with you guys. And it's great to see all three Beloit teams. I think they're all playing tonight, if I remember right. And hopefully one of us will trickle through all the way till the championship game. So pretty exciting.
Looks like a league tournament. Our league tournament's at the top half of State, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just up in Belleville. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we play Wakanda and you guys play the Venom. So three Beloit teams in Wakanda, all from the same league, all in the quarterfinals of the top half of the bracket. And Smith Center Chiefs won last night as well. So they're the bottom half of the bracket. So five of the eight teams remaining here from our league.
Area this spring or this summer, I guess.
Yeah, some good baseball in our league, no question about it. Okay, well, let's begin with the big news that broke this week, and I know you've kind of been the spokesperson on this, and that is when you have a – man, it's been a talk around town for years about some of the unsolved murders. I'm sure you've heard about that many times.
Sure.
And fill people in on the developments this week. I know Chad's been all over it with our local news, but let people know, if they don't know already, what transpired this week.
Yeah, there was an arrest made in the murder of Carol Fleming. I think that was back in 2003, and they did arrest on Monday afternoon Charles Fleming over in Johnson County. So he was brought to Mitchell County Jail Monday afternoon, and then he had his first appearance yesterday at the courthouse there in Mitchell County at 11 o'clock. And so I believe the preliminary hearing is going to be next week, I believe the 25th, and the bond was set at $1 million. And now it's just kind of time for the judicial process to work. But it's an exciting development. I know it's something that I was made aware of when I first moved here, like you said, Wade, and it's been talked about for a long time. But I think it's just important, to know that a case like this is never closed. It's something that's going to continue to be worked on, and hopefully we'll see, that justice is served.
Well, I have to ask the question, and you might not be able to answer it, but I have to ask the question because I've been asked the question thousands of times. I know Chad has as well, and that is, after 15 years, what changed? What allowed this to happen? Because it's been a long time coming for some people, in their opinions.
Sure. Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't share the details on that right now. And I think as we go to trial and that progresses, hopefully that becomes clearer. But I think just kind of go back to the fact that it's just that continued effort, that just continue to look at the case and work it, and hopefully we'll see the right result, when we're all said and done.
Absolutely. Jason Raby, City Manager Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems and the First National Bank of Beloit. All right, what's something else that you guys are working on with the city? All right, we got Jason Raby back. So that was funny. So what are you guys up to at the city? And it was just crickets. It was the perfect timing. It's like you guys are taking the rest of the year off or something. That was funny.
Yeah.
So what are you working on in the city, Jason, besides silence?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, like nothing's going on.
Nope.
Yeah, sorry, went to the dead spot there. But
that's all right.
Basically, biggest thing, and I know we started talking about this, the water, and I'm sure Chad will get on this a little bit too with some stories, et cetera, but kind of a big topic of discussion last night, and I think we're kind of at that point now where, we've talked about the compliance issue we've had. We know that the long-term solution is really just a new plant, and what does that look like? And so right now, USDA Rural Development's really eager for us to apply for some grant funding to help fund that. And so we've been putting together what they call a preliminary engineering report. And then that's kind of looking at, hey, what should we use and what should we do to solve this problem? And part of that looks like, the potential for a pipeline. I know that's been talked about for a long time. And then the other component is obviously a new plant that actually treats the water. And so those two combinations together, kind of the the preliminary estimate that we've been tossing around, and that's kind of what we need right now, the number to say, hey, what are we applying for? And we've looked at some big scary numbers, and the number's still, large, and it's, we're right around that $10 million mark, and that kind of does everything. However, we're hoping that we'll get some temporary financing up front, some construction financing with KDHE, who does the compliance stuff, and since we've had compliance issues, they will in turn hopefully give us a loan forgiveness, so we'll get a chunk of that taken off. And then USDA Rural Development, not only would they be a permanent financing option for us, but they would also give us a grant. So again, knock another good chunk of that off. And kind of what it looks like with the scenario is, whatever that final number is, we could see, upwards of, 45 to 50% of that final number knocked down through various funding mechanisms that are out there. So it still makes it a big number, but it makes it more palatable, and especially when you look at this from a long-term asset perspective of, 50 years or more, in solving our water problems, hopefully it's going to be a great solution. So that's kind of the big exciting news on that front.
All right. What is something else that has been going on that you guys are working on? I've seen the sidewalks are being worked on, some sidewalk, putting in some new sidewalks. I've noticed that.
Yep. So, yeah, the Safe Routes to School, so that's going on. That's on 12th and 4th Street, and we have this crew has been in for a little over a week now and making some pretty good progress. So we're really hoping to have that done by the school year starting up, because that's kind of the purpose of those. Obviously, everybody can use them and walk on them, but it's kind of that whole idea of getting kids to be able to walk to school and have a safe route to get there. So it's exciting to finally see that come into fruition, since we've been working on it for a while. And so that they'll get the one on 12th Street done here shortly, and then they'll move down to the south end of town and get that knocked out. So,
all right, what other projects should we be aware of?
Probably the about the only other thing that I can think of right now is we're doing some upgrades to the electric system. We talked about that in the past, with the power outages and the different things going on there. So we do have. We did approve last night to install some new vacuum breakers, is what they are. So we have some breakers at the power plant, I call the jungle, kind of where all the distribution happens. And on Memorial Day, we had an issue there, and we kind of finally found it. And some of that is those big breakers, main breakers that kind of keep everything on. So we get those replaced, and that will continue to just kind of help upgrade that system and make it more reliable and safe.
All right, talking to Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit. So let me ask you this question, because I've heard this quite a bit. People complain about their taxes. That's just that's the American way. People complain about their taxes. I know I have myself, especially when they go up drastically, and that has happened a few times to me over the years. Property tax is a big thing for people, and I've been hearing more and more people talk about that. And one of the things I hear from folks that are closer to the situation in city government and with the county as well and across the area is, it's one thing to complain about your taxes going up. That's one thing. But if you don't attend some of these meetings that the city council and the commissioners have, your voice is not being heard, because it is taxpayer money that's being used. So there's a public hearing coming up for the commissioners. I believe it's August 13th, Monday morning at 8:30. That's a chance for people to come and ask questions of their commissioners or elected officials. Also, the same thing applies to the city council, correct?
Correct. Yep, you're absolutely right. And yeah, this is our second or third meeting that we've talked about our budget and trying to, have it out there. But yeah, our public hearing will be August 7th. I think it is important, for people to get involved and to understand it, and they can either call or reach out to me too. And, the budgets are online too. So it's kind of something you typically want to familiarize yourself with. Do it. Obviously it's a complicated, not necessarily complicated, but, we're talking, somewhat complex things that are going on. So there's always going to be lots of different numbers and for people to learn and to understand and to be able to get that, and I think the big thing is, because, budgets are different. You got the school budget, and they kind of have different revenue sources. You have the county budget, which is, really heavily funded by, I think we were talking about that even last night, heavily funded by property taxes. That's just their mechanisms. And then you have the city budget, which has a component of property taxes, but the significant portion is just utilities. We produce water, we treat sewer, and we produce electricity, and so there's a lot of our budget's made up of that. So So we still need to, work hard to be, especially I do, to be cognizant of our property tax levy. Kind of what we look at overall is kind of what's our share of wallet, because we have, your utility bill and your property tax bill. And so that kind of all goes into our budget. But yeah, it's definitely a time to get involved and to come listen or come see what's going to happen.
Well, how it's been explained to me is if you want your taxes to go down, spending has to go down. And that means you got to find out areas that would have to be cut in spending. And if you cut somewhere, you're going to make somebody upset no matter what. That applies to any form of government when it comes to the spending or a budget. You said the budget is online for people. They could actually look it up and look at it. And if they had questions, they could contact you or attend the public hearing on August 7th.
Yeah. Well, yes, I would say the our past year's budget's online, and the current budget, we have the certificate page should be online in our agenda packet. But if they want it, yeah, I can definitely, because it's a big, thick thing, so I can definitely email it to you or email it to anybody for them. And with what happens is that has to be published online at the state website for people to access year-round.
Okay, so what's the website that people could go to if they want to do that research on their own?
Basically, what I would do is I don't know that offhand, Wade. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
But it's going to be one of the Kansas, Department of something, Treasurer or something like that, and you could just Google and find municipal budgets. It have county budgets. It's pretty easy to find if you do a little search.
Okay, so. Fantastic. Yeah. Let's see. You going to take a vacation here pretty soon? All this baseball. I talked to your wife the other day, and she says, you're a little bit like me, like the game is over and our wives, your wife and my wife, are like, hey, the game's over and we're in the vehicle coming back and all we're doing is talking about what we could have done differently or what worked, what didn't work, what would work next time. Your wife told me the other day that sometimes you have this glazed look over your face, and she told me that you do have to break up with your girlfriend at some point, and that girlfriend is baseball is your girlfriend. Is that all true?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess we'll have to get together and go to dinner or something, me and you, but no.
Yeah.
I know. It's one of those, it's a grind, but it's a lot of fun, It's one of those, it'll be nice when it's over, obviously, kind of get back to more normal life, but, it's like I tell everybody, I think you know that too, right? It's like you only get to do it once or twice. You have kids and they're gone in the blink of an eye, and 10 years from now you're going to be like, it's over, So it's a lot of fun while it happens. And like I said, I think, it's really fun to see, three boy teams, a lot of area kids involved and having some success so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys have done a great job with the team, and best of luck tonight. One Beloit team is going to move on tonight for sure, because two Beloit teams play each other, and then we play Wakanda, and Wakanda's an outstanding team that we've seen, all of us have seen throughout the year, and Smith Center Chiefs have had a great year at the bottom side of that bracket, so best of luck to all of our area teams tonight in North Central Kansas up at the State Pee Wee Baseball Tournament. Now, what work are you doing today? You're on the road. Where are you going?
Well, today, actually.
Casino? Casino. He's going to the casino. Did you hear that, Chad?
Actually, I took the day off today, so I'm actually doing something personal. So,
oh, well, good for you.
I committed to doing this, and I just completely crossed my calendar up, so I'm glad I was able to call in and fulfill this particular duty.
Well, we're glad that we could take some of your vacation time or whatever, personal time right now to be on the radio with us. Hey, Jason, safe travels, and I guess we'll see you up there in Belleville tonight, man.
Yep, all righty. Thank you, Wade. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. That's Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Metro County Hospital Health Systems.